Blog Talk Radio.
It's 3 o'clock and it's that time for the Financial Literacy Ride. Welcome to Build, Grow, and Enjoy with me, your host, Kalithia Jenkins. So go grab your pen, pencil, and don't forget the paper, and get ready for your journey for the next 30 minutes.
Well, welcome, welcome, everyone. Build, Grow, and Enjoy, WIDO 1570, The Light, another beautiful, beautiful day it is, actually, here on the west side of everything. Got a great show for you guys today. I'm looking forward to sharing this one with you guys because we all know how important it is to stay green and safe. So I have a great guest that's going to share with you guys how you can save some dollars in that area and at the same time have some cleaner air. But before we get to that, today's date, as you guys know, 11/21/2011, Thursday, Thanksgiving time. I am so looking forward to it. Like I said, Thanksgiving is one of my favorite times of the year. For most of you that don't know, cooking is a hobby for me, so I can stay in the kitchen all day. That's what I do in my downtime. I love to try different things, like the Food Network is like my station. So I'm looking forward to that. But fortunately this year, I am not going to cook. I am house hopping, so usually that's what I do if I don't cook. So I got about 5 family and friends' houses to hop to, you know, get a little apple pie here, a little bit of, you know, sweet potato pie there, macaroni and cheese. So, you know, I'm just stopping through, saying hello to my family here on the West Coast. I'm going to miss you guys on the East Coast. You know how we do it down south back there in Charleston, South Carolina. So my shout out, happy Thanksgiving to my family out there. We'll be there next year with the kids. So definitely looking forward to that because I love how you can have a whole house just full of food. So happy Thanksgiving to all of you guys. You definitely know it's a time to share with your family and friends and just, you know, eat some good food. So the time right now, it is 12:02 here in the beautiful, beautiful San Diego where I'm broadcasting from, 3 p.m. or 3:02 out in the ATL, city that's too busy to hate. Hope you guys are enjoying the weather. My guest just told me that the weather's great out here because it's kind of cold out here. So the lines are open, everyone, 347-215-8709. Live chat, as always, BillGrowToJoy.com. Governor, you guys know it's Monday. It's Money Monday. It is Monday, so Money Monday. Working Divas put an article out there for you guys, especially us ladies, because you know most of the time we are in the kitchen. The Thrifty Thanksgiving, so a great article I put out there. On ways to save for yourself and your family this Thanksgiving, because that's what it's all about, saving in that pocket. Also, it's Monday, so NCES, National Credit Educational Services Conference call, 7:30 p.m. Eastern. You can go on Bill Gordon and Joy for all the call and information. Definitely, you know, credit is very important in each and every one of our lives to empower it and be able to live that abundant life that we were set forth to do. So definitely if you're needing some education with when it comes to credit, I would say hop on those calls every Monday and Wednesday. George Cole over at NCES is having them Saturdays, webinars. We've been watching from your computer or laptop, however you choose to do so. But definitely a great resource to educate yourself when it comes to the credit side of everything. Quick nuggets for you guys. I know you guys have seen stuff on the Facebook, seen it with my, you know, my team members. Got this whole Keystone Leadership Award, Build, Grow, and Enjoy. We haven't set the press release just yet, but I'm going to let you guys know right now, just save the date, January 28th, 2011. It is going down. ATL, we are about to shake the city up. So it's going to be a huge red carpet event, big names in the business. It's going to be an absolute time of many of those in the ATL lives. We're going to change some lives, and we're going to get this get the ATL in an effort to get the ATL back on track and helping to create some jobs and get people's lives more empowered. So just keep tuning in to BillGrowToJoy.com. You can also get on the WorkingDivas.com. Me and Karen have pulled together and just created this as our way of giving back to those that do make a difference in the community. So we are definitely going to be celebrating the community. So for right now, just save the date, January 28th, 2011, and with more information to come. So, as you guys know, as I've been bugging with you guys, the green way to save, you know, gas prices are higher than ever, energy bills getting higher, poor air quality, as we all know. But I have Dana with Dana Base, Save Money, the green way to talk to you guys on ways you can save in these areas. And, you know, the nation does push for green, so I'm sure that this will be a benefit for everyone. So welcome, Dana, and happy Thanksgiving. Pleasure to have you on the air.
Thank you, Kalithia. Happy Thanksgiving to you and your listeners.
Oh, awesome, awesome. So, Dana, let everyone know who you are.
Sure. My name is Dana Lee. I'm originally from Buffalo, New York, and I am a mom to three young children under nine. And I'm so excited that I found a way that I could stay home with them and use an incredible product that saves the earth, my engine, and my dollars, and makes me some money too, which is great.
Right. And that's what it's all about. Just, you know, it's a new norm. Everyone kind of just working from home, able to spend more time with the family. And it's so funny that in this economy, yeah, it's happening in an unexpected way, but actually it's a blessing in disguise because now we're going back to the way it should be, where we're able to create businesses throughout the community and get it back thriving. So let everyone know, what is Dana Base, what's it all about, and how does Dana Base save people the green way?
Okay, thank you. Dana Base is a company that I started that helps businesses and individuals reduce their carbon footprint, but this is only with respect to the vehicles or equipment that they operate. And the product is called Extreme Fuel Treatment. I partner with Syntec Global that manufactures this product, and the product is incredible. It increases your fuel mileage, prolongs your engine life, improves your performance of your vehicle, and the most important thing for me, because my sons are asthmatic, it reduces the harmful emissions and pollutants. And you know that's a big issue for your listeners here in Atlanta and on the West Coast.
Oh, yeah. We all know how the smog can be. Both, you know, two cities with L.A., you know, San Diego and L.A. are very, you know, close. Boy, the smog is just horrible. So that is definitely awesome to know for those that are listening. Now, you've actually been endorsed by some very important officials in support of this. Was that one being Sonny Perdue or the governor of Georgia also?
I was really fortunate to be a part of a group of people who have their audience, which is great. So both Sonny Perdue and the current governor, Nathan Deals, received my product. So, yeah, I'm really excited about it. And it's really important now more than ever because, did you know, the USA Today reported that most people spend about 10% of their income per month on gas, and that an average family of four spends more on fuel than they spend on health insurance or taxes. So this is a really big issue, and most people feel they can't escape this issue. You know, regardless of how high the gas prices get, we have to pay it. So there are really limited options on how we can fight that.
And especially in a city like Atlanta, we all know that, the traffic, you cannot get nowhere in Atlanta without transportation. So why not just go ahead and save some of your dollars in doing so? Now, there's a lot that that actually goes in with Dana Base, just in, you know, not just the whole, you know, the fuel, the green. There's some other components where, like you said, people can actually take the opportunity, like you were saying before, to be a part of the business and using that as a leverage to create opportunity for themselves. Can you tell us a little more about that?
Sure. Not only can I save jobs, because many small businesses, this is a breaking point when gas prices get this high. When it gets around the $4 mark, people have to make decisions, and small businesses, unfortunately, will take the brunt of that issue. So I can save jobs by helping them reduce their fuel costs, and I can create jobs with entrepreneurs that are interested in improving the environment and sharing this product with their friends, family, and business owners that have fleets that have an interest in reducing their fuel costs and even gaining potential tax credits for reducing emissions. So anyone that has contacts with fleet managers or owners, anyone who has an interest in improving the environment, anyone that has an entrepreneurial spirit who's interested in being coached and learning more about this incredible product, I would really love to hear from them. And it's a great way to make income from home and make a true career, a green career.
So the audience can know, what is a product? I mean, is it an actual solution, or, I mean, what is it? What's the actual product?
It's a liquid. It's called Extreme Fuel Treatment, and unlike fuel additives, it's a comprehensive fuel treatment that you add every time you fill your tank. So for 15 seconds, the 15 seconds it may take to put in your tank, you can get 15% or more in gas mileage, and you will be receiving 30% of reduction in emissions, and that's huge. Everyone can do their part every time they fill up to increase their fuel economy and reduce emissions.
Right. And how much would something like this cost? Is it just different for every person, or is there just a flat rate? How what's the cost or a range of the cost that this would cost for people to have and get this product?
It varies depending on volume, but the most of it costs is about $3.50 per treatment. What's really great is that the return on investment is about over 200%, and you can't get that kind of return on investment in a savings account. That'll take a long time. So that's what's really exciting, that you get the return in the fuel economy in your investment.
Right. Now, now, how much would it be? Is there a fee for those that would like to bring this on the business piece? Is it free to start this in your business? I'm sure it's not, because, you know, there's some cost behind everything. How much would it cost for someone to join up as becoming a business owner in doing this?
For under $200 a month, you can have your own business. With a business that with an interactive website that tracks all of your customers, that trains you, and provides all the support you need with an initial investment of about $600. So if someone who, I don't know, you know how expensive it could be to pay rent, pay for a phone system, pay for a website, build that and everything. So it's an incredible value for just under $200 a month for a serious person interested in saving the community, saving the environment, saving money, and making some money.
Right. All the key areas. Now, you guys have a challenge. Your company actually has a challenge out. It's called the 90-Day Challenge. What is that all about?
Yes. I'm challenging people, and they can start this now when they're about to go on the road for their Thanksgiving holiday travel, to purchase some of the packets, the Extreme Fuel Treatment, and use it over a 90-day period and experience the difference. The average fuel savings are about 15%, and they'll notice that they will get their return on investment. And if they don't, I will buy back the product from them that they haven't used. So that's my challenge to people who are really serious about saving the environment and saving some money.
Awesome. And you guys are doing this not just on a national level, you're doing it on an international level also. How is that being leveraged?
Right. This product works every time in every engine in every country. Do you know the fastest growing market is in Ghana, West Africa? And, you know, gas prices outside of the U.S. are double, triple, quadruple sometimes. So people can really benefit from this outside the U.S. and are taking advantage of that. The Caribbean market is exploding. If you know anyone that's in Jamaica, Anguilla, St. Martin, I'd love to hear from you, because those markets are really exploding, as well as Italy and Ghana, as I mentioned.
Right. Yeah, definitely. Yeah, they can use this, definitely. I can say that, you know. And yet Ghana is growing. I have a huge listening audience in throughout the Caribbean and in Ghana. They're always on here. So that was absolutely good to know for our international and global listeners. Go ahead.
No, I was just going to say that the company also is awesome in that there's a great fundraising program. So not only can you raise money for your church, house of worship, your school, you can also raise awareness. And that's something that I'm really trying to encourage among the membership groups with whom I'm affiliated, that we don't have to do the traditional car washes and spend several, you know, hundreds of gallons of water on a car wash. We can use one of my products, the waterless car wash. We can save the environment and use this product among our membership. And every time the membership purchases a product, 25% goes to the nonprofit organization. So I think it's an incredible program and a great way to get people involved.
Yeah, and that's awesome. Just a great means of giving back so that they can grow and give to other people. That's what it's all about now.
Right, exactly.
Economy. We have to pull together and help each other. Well, I'm going to take this caller. I think we have a business caller. We have a business caller calling in, as you guys know. So many people out there that there's so much opportunity, and that's what Build, Grow, and Enjoy is about, to give that presence of those that, you know, people are not aware of, and, you know, the opportunity that is out there instead of just sitting here for those that's down and out, like, what do I do? Network, get to know what other people are doing, and connect and help one another to grow. So I have a business owner coming on the air with the old Kelly Factor. I'm calling in from Atlanta, Georgia. Welcome, Miss O'Kelly.
Well, thank you, ladies. How are you today?
Awesome.
Great. Well, thank you so much, first, for the opportunity. I'm excited to tell you guys just a little bit about what I do. I'm a freelance publicist, and I caught the tail end of the lady that was speaking before about the waterless car wash and different things like that. And what I do is my clients are various business owners, like you stated before, that need exposure. So what I do, I don't just do the normal work. Most people hear publicists, they think of an entertainer or somebody in that industry. But as we all know, everybody needs exposure. So I deal with nonprofits. So when I heard what you stated, I perked right up because that may be something that they may be interested in. I deal with authors. I deal with producers. So it just depends on what my clients' needs are at that time. And I just find unique ways to get them that exposure. Yes, we do the press releases. Yes, we do the normal magazine articles type of things. But I also like to do things out of the norm just because, like you stated, with the economy the way it is, people are still interested in those services. They're just very selective. So to me, I've found that it's easier to get them if they are out networking, if they feel like they have that personal connection to you. They're more likely to use your service than the competition.
Wow. That was awesome. That was awesome.
Thank you.
Yeah, that's what it's all about. There you go, Dana. You guys need to connect. And, of course, both, you know, you guys are members. Just email each other. You know, you can get the messages and take it from there. You guys connect and make it happen. That's what it's about.
Absolutely. Because, again, I was
more about the whole Kelly Factor, Kai. Just tell us a little more. Tell us a little more about it. It's just awesome what you have going on. And I'm sure a lot could use your services, or like you just with Dana, you know, connect, and you guys just expand your business with both your strengths. So tell us a little more what you exactly are looking for and what you have to offer.
Okay. What I do is what basically how it happens for me is I'll meet somebody, whether it's through Facebook. I've met a lot of clients through that way, which is social media is awesome. And I just kind of go through a few basic questions about what they're doing short-term versus long-term, and how I can find something different. Because if you're in a new business starting out, more likely than not, you're not going to be able to compete with the bigger guys. So I just find something like with Dana, being that she's doing the green approach to everything, I would put her in those opportunities where no one else is doing it but her. So in terms of introducing her to any of my other clients and saying, okay, now, Dana, this is the person that has, like I stated, a nonprofit. Okay, well, can you tell me what they're doing? Like, one I have right off the top is a domestic violence awareness organization that I do a lot of work with. We have an event coming up on December 10th called Sharing Christmas. And so just finding different ways to get those people involved for them to give back for themselves, but also to help build the organization. So what I would offer, what I bring to the table, is just finding something that niche, that something they hadn't thought of. And most people that I work with are very creative, which that's their lane. I'm very big on lanes, because if you stay in yours and I stay in mine, we can both get everything done. And, you know, they're just telling me, like, okay, well, this is what I want to do, whether it's a book, a launch, or if it's something in terms of a new product coming out. And we just look for those people that normally may not be checking for them. You know, it's very important to me also that the people that come to me realize that they have to have a charitable side because they have to give back, that I'm really big on community outreach. I have rap artists that are really into preventing youth violence. So we find opportunities where they can speak on panel discussions. We'll do either fundraisers or rallies, giving back into the different communities that they reside. And that's how I do it. Also, and it, because of the virtual world, I have clients in Colorado, Pennsylvania, New York, all of those different places because of, or you know, sites like yours being able to connect virtually. So it's not limited to just my Atlanta headquarters. I can do things virtually and get the same, if not better, outcome as if I was there.
Awesome. Well, LaTanya, my definite continued blessings to you, girl. You are making it happen.
Thank you.
You are a working diva. So
thank you so much.
Connect with Dana. I think that would be a great You guys would be great resources to each other. And make sure you mark on your calendar January 28th so you can be coming out to this event that we're having, the ceremony that I'll be hosting out in DeKalb. More information to come. The press release should be out, but it's going to be a 500-plus guest event. Everyone, movers and shakers, celebrities, great networking, something that you want for what you do. So definitely just listen in and make sure you attend. More information to come. But my continued blessings to you and the O'Kelly
Factor. Thank you so much. Thank you so much for allowing me to speak. And Dana, I will definitely be reaching out to you because, like I said, I'm very interested in hearing more about what you have, your product, and how we can do some things together. And if there's anyone else on the phone that I am a member now, I still have to work with. I said my picture was too small, so I have to work out the kinks there. But and I see that you can add events, so I'm. If it's okay, would love to put some things up as well, so that the members, if they're free or available to come out, or you know, just interested, I would love for them to, you know, for us to do some networking.
That sounds
awesome.
Great.
Yeah,
I look forward to connecting with you.
That's what it's for. So, in your profile, you can set up your events. It's just like a Facebook, but it just goes out to all the social networks all at once. So,
awesome! That's even better.
Let it be known.
I sure will. Thank you so much, ladies. I'm still going to hang on just to see what else you talk about.
Awesome. Have a great weekend and happy Thanksgiving.
Same to you. Thank you.
And there you guys have it, Mr. Tanya O'Kelly out in Atlanta. Atlanta, baby, too busy to hate. The O'Kelly Factor. So we're going to take a quick break, and we're going to continue on with Dana Base before we conclude this show on the green way to save. So we'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Kalithia. Build, grow, and enjoy. Every Monday and Wednesday at 3 p.m., join me on the ride of financial literacy through the eyes of the new America. Join me, Kalithia, with Build, Grow, and Enjoy every Monday and Wednesday at 3 p.m. to increase your knowledge about financial literacy on WIGO 1570 AM The Light. And always remember that someone is sitting in the shade today because someone planted a tree a long time ago.
And we are back. Welcome back, Build, Grow, and Enjoy, WIGO 1570 The Light. The lines are open, 347-215-8709. I got Dana Base on the air, the green way to save. And prior to our other caller, with LaTanya, the Kelly O'Factor calling in, just made a connection. That's what Build, Grow, and Enjoy is all about, community coming together so we can celebrate and go forth and live a thriving life. That's what it's all about. So, Dana, before got LaTanya on the line, we were just speaking on, you know, giving back to the community also. On ways that, you know, they can have memberships to what you have going on. Now tell us a little more about the memberships and how does that work?
Sure. The nonprofit would sign up as a partner with our company, and then we would have an event for their members, and every time they purchase a product, 25% would go directly to that nonprofit. And it's that simple.
Yes, definitely awesome. Well, is there any other additional information you'd like to share with the listening audience that we did not cover that you feel as though that they need to know?
Well, and I really encourage people to learn more about this product, Extreme Field Treatment, and videos and information and scientific data can be found on my website, danabase.info, D-A-N-A-B as in boy, A-S-E.info. And just to let you know, this product has been around for over 20 years on the industrial international market, and it wasn't just until recently that people really cared about gas prices. I remember in Atlanta when it was 99 cents a gallon. But now, as I mentioned, as it grows to increases to $4 a gallon, people have to look for other options. And it's not really that easy to be able to trade in your car or walk or use public transportation, as we mentioned, or to move or switch jobs. And Extreme Field Treatment is really a bridge solution. Ideally, I would love everyone to be in a hybrid or electric vehicle, but it's just not feasible, especially in this economy.
Oh, no, it's not. Boy, do I remember you had 99, 89 cents.
Right.
Those were the days.
Right.
Those were the days, boy. I remember when people can go to the pump and be like, hey, can I get $2 on five?
And
then
right.
They sell half of your thing.
Right.
Not now. You run out of gas by the time you pull up the station. Let me quit. Well, definitely, what I like to do as a business owner and as a female business owner, Dana, I like for our business owners that come in the air to share some best practices, maybe just some quick three words of advice for those aspiring entrepreneurs or business owners that are out there to keep them encouraged or just moving forth because, you know, the small business is what, you know, makes our economy thrive. So what are three key bullet points, or maybe just one because we've got about 2 minutes. One very important best practice you can share to the business owners and entrepreneurs and even individuals out there in going forth to live a thriving life.
Well, everyone needs a business plan, and I just revived mine and am using it to design a vision board. I went to a vision board workshop, and I just focused it on 5 goals, and I also was able to review what was preventing me from reaching those goals last month. And during that workshop also, I also was assigned an accountability partner. So a business plan, having succinct, smart, measurable, achievable business goals, and a person that can help you stay in touch with you on a regular basis, an accountability partner, is really what has helped me to stay focused. And I think that is so very important as we try to build our businesses.
Awesome. And, you know, I have I can't pronounce her name. She's going to be coming on the air with the vision board. Also, everyone, Dana is a part of the BOM, too, the Business Owner Movement out in Atlanta. So for you business owners that's listening, I'm telling you, get down to that meeting. Get down to that group. They are a group of awesome and dynamic business professionals that you guys can network with and help and grow your business and going forth. So, yes, I'm looking forward to hearing more about the vision boards myself. And to share with the listening audience. Well, Dana, let everyone know how they can contact you, your website, you know, how they can reach out to you besides just Build, Grow, and Enjoy.
Sure. Visit me on Facebook, Dana at Danabase, my website, danabase.info, and also the first listener that signs up as a customer through my website, I will mail you a 2-ounce bottle directly to you, and that is 8 treatments to save the earth, your engine, and your dollars.
Awesome. Well, thank you, Dana, for being on the air. Girl, you have a happy Thanksgiving. Don't eat
thank
too
you.
Much.
I won't. Stay green. Thank you, Kalithi. I really appreciate it. Your show, I really enjoyed listening to it. The archive.
All right. Thank you for taking the time, and just have my blessings to you and your business. And I'll see you again because I'll be back at a meeting again. But happy Thanksgiving and my blessings.
Thank you so much. Take care. Goodbye.
And there you guys have it, Dana Base. Save green. Go on to our website and go on buildgrowandenjoy.com. All of her contact information is in our guest group. So just definitely reach out to her, network with her, you know, save some money. You know, Atlanta, you know, drive a lot and we're in traffic, so why not save on it? You can contact Dana on buildgrowandenjoy.com, and all the contact information is on there. Well, everyone, I just want to wish everyone a happy, happy Thanksgiving. Just know that we don't have no show on Wednesday. I'm going to spend some time with my family out here on the West Coast. for a couple of days. So go ahead and enjoy any of our archive shows to entertain on your downtime or your day off. So happy Thanksgiving to everyone. Keep pushing, everyone. Know that change is a good thing. And just definitely, as I always would tell you guys, make sure you enjoy.
Thank you for taking the ride with me on Build, Grow, and Enjoy. Hoping all will be successful with the information received. Tune in every Monday and Wednesdays at 3 p.m. here on WIGO 1570 The Light with me, your host, Kalithia Jenkins. Remembering, positive people do positive things, positive actions lead to positive results.